Welcome to the Sugar Switch Podcast, featuring Kathy Orman, health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. This is the number one short, sweet, and to-the-point podcast all about sugar. You'll discover how to kick the sugar, eliminate cravings for good, increase your energy, lose weight, look good, and feel great. And you'll be empowered to reduce your risk for serious health issues. And now, here's your host, Kathy Orman. Hello and welcome back. Today we are exploring the 10 worst foods for healthy blood sugar. This is a follow-up to the last podcast where we talked about the 10 best foods for blood sugar. Food is very powerful. It can give you energy and heal you, or it can cause you to be sick. So it's very important to know how certain foods affect your body's systems, especially if you're pre-diabetic or diabetic. Just a little heads up, there's a lot of material in this episode, and I will do my best to keep it short, sweet, and to the point in under 20 minutes. To objectively decide on which foods are the 10 worst foods for healthy blood sugar, I set a gauge, which is a list of 5 indicators or important criteria. Here's the criteria for each of the 10 foods. Number 1, the food will cause a very fast rise in blood sugar level and or cause stress to your insulin system. Number 2, the food has very little or no nutritional value. Number 3, the food causes damage and or toxicity in your body. Number 4, the food causes or has been shown to be related to serious health issues. And number 5, the food starts or perpetuates your cravings, leaving you in a never-ending vicious circle. I have listed these foods in random order, so let's get started. Number 1, refined sugar. All forms of refined sugar, including HFCS, or high fructose corn syrup. There are well over 50 names for refined sugars, too many names to even try to list here in this podcast. Refined sugars digest very quickly and turn to sugar super fast in the blood, causing the blood sugar to spike, forcing the pancreas to continuously produce excess insulin. This is not healthy. Refined sugars cause addiction because they stimulate the part of the brain that deals with addiction. They are toxic to your body. Your body needs a certain amount of natural sugar from whole foods, but not excessive amounts of added refined sugar. Refined sugars now have been linked to many chronic serious health issues, including cancer, heart issues, prediabetes, and diabetes. Fat used to be considered the culprit or food villain for many health issues, and now research is finding out that sugar is the true culprit or health hazard. That's refined sugar, number 1. Number 2, refined wheat. Anything containing refined wheat. Wheat is no longer a whole food unless you purchase wheat kernels from a local farmer, preferably non-GMO organically grown. You grind the wheat yourself and you use it as a whole food. Then you would have wheat that has not been bleached, stripped of its nutrients, and it's not full of chemicals. Most wheat produced today is a GMO, genetically modified organism product. That means it has been grown with strong chemicals like glyphosate, which are toxic. All wheat products on the market today are made with refined wheat. The whole wheat is ground and the nutritional components are separated out, including wheat bran, wheat germ, any protein, and all of the fiber. The remaining flour is then ground to a fine powder, bleached and fortified with chemical nutrients. It has little or no nutrition, contains chemical compounds such as bleach, and it digests very quickly. All of these factors make refined wheat a substance that is a toxin to your body. Your body has to expend energy to process refined wheat, yet your body gets absolutely no nutrition or energy in return. It robs your body of energy in the end. Refined wheat fulfills all of the negative criteria we're talking about. It digests very quickly, turning to blood sugar quickly, causing your blood sugar level to spike, forcing your body to produce excess insulin. This happens because there simply isn't enough nutrition in the refined wheat to slow the digestion down and keep the blood sugar balanced. Refined wheat has very little or no nutritional value. It causes damage or toxicity in your body. It's related to serious health issues like celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, digestive issues, fatty liver, prediabetes, and more. Refined wheat products cause the blood sugar roller coaster effect, which has many negative effects and perpetuates cravings, leaving you in a never-ending vicious circle. That's refined wheat, number two. Number three, artificial sweeteners. These are sweeteners that do not occur in nature. They are not from a live plant that grows in the ground. They're produced in a building we call a production plant. They are chemically produced and have negative effects in your body. Some examples are aspartame, sucralose, also known as Splenda, and saccharin, also known as Sweet and Low, NectaSweet, and Sugar Twin. Artificial sweeteners are designed not to cause a very fast rise in blood sugar levels, yet they do cause stress to your insulin system because they typically affect the part of your brain which stimulates the pancreatic system to produce insulin. Most artificial sweeteners have zero nutritional value and very few calories, if any. Studies have shown that they cause damage and/or toxicity in your body. One example is aspartame. It releases a type of excitatory amino acid that crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it can cause a buildup of formaldehyde in your brain. There are many medical concerns about the effects of artificial sweeteners. Each artificial sweetener has a different set of effects. Artificial sweeteners are hundreds of times sweeter than table sugar and perpetuate your cravings because they stimulate the addiction center in your brain, so you remain addicted to them. They also keep your taste buds attuned to their super exaggerated sweetness. This means that when you taste something less sweet, it actually tastes sour to you. You're unable to taste the natural sweetness in many whole foods, such as vegetables. That's number three, artificial sweeteners. Number four, soft drinks, energy drinks, iced teas, and tea lattes. There's absolutely no nutritional value in these types of beverages, and they are harmful due to the amount of sugar and chemicals that are hidden in them. The amount of sugar stimulates the parts of your brain that deal with addictions and pleasure, perpetuating cravings. The exaggerated level of sweetness keeps your taste buds attuned to that high amount of sweetness all the time, adding to the cravings. Soft drinks, iced teas, and energy drinks are loaded with sugar and/or artificial sweeteners, and they contain a lot of chemicals, including flavor enhancers, dyes or color enhancers, and preservatives. Many of these are harsh chemicals that could be carcinogens, which means cancer-causing. The marketing of soft drinks and other beverages is very misleading. Many of them are touted as having no sugar and no calories, which leads people to think that they cannot possibly be harmful. Yet they are harmful to your health. The phrase no sugar is really a big red flag because we all know the drinks taste sweet. So what's the source of sweetness? Chemicals. Diabetics think that no sugar means it is safe for them because it won't interfere with their blood sugar or insulin. Not true. While it doesn't directly stimulate insulin production, it happens indirectly. The chemical sweeteners have been known to affect the part of the brain that stimulates the pancreas to release insulin. Many people think that if it has no calories, it's not harmful. Again, not true. Dangerous chemicals don't necessarily have calories. Energy drinks. They're not only loaded with sugar, but they're also very high in caffeine, and they're meant to give you a buzz. Caffeine may not be a bad thing in moderation, but when you have a huge dose of it along with a high amount of sugar, it's simply not healthy. It can cause blood sugar spiking very fast, causing tremendous stress on the insulin system. And the caffeine itself can cause many unwanted physical effects in the brain and the nervous system. Iced teas and tea lattes. Tea is considered to be a healthy beverage when it's made from a whole healthy source. There are many health benefits to various types of tea, including herbal teas and green tea. The tea I'm talking about here is different. It's refined, sweetened, full of chemicals, and marketed as healthy. And I'm talking about the iced teas and tea lattes. Iced teas are loaded with refined sugar from various sources, and they're artificially sweetened just like the soft drinks. There are no health benefits to commercial iced teas because the sugar and chemicals outweigh any health benefit that might be derived from the tea itself. Tea lattes are extremely misleading. They sound good, They taste good, but they're totally unhealthy. I want to tell you about my true experience. A few years ago, I went into a Starbucks and ordered an Earl Grey tea latte. I thought it was regular Earl Grey tea with a bit of steamed milk added to it. Boy, I was really mistaken. I watched them make it, and I was appalled because an Earl Grey tea bag never even touched it. It was made totally with flavored syrup, hot water, and some milk. It was expensive, it was loaded with sugars, and I found out later that it had a huge amount of calories, too. So that's how soft drinks, energy drinks, iced teas, and tea lattes wreak havoc with your blood sugar. Number 5, corn, especially refined corn. Corn is considered to be a vegetable and is eaten as a vegetable, even though it's technically a grain. It is the seed of a plant from the grass family. There's a great deal of confusion and controversy surrounding corn. Many people consider corn to be healthy. It has been a staple in various cultural diets for centuries, such as the Mexican culture and South American cultures. Whole unprocessed corn contains many nutrients, including some fiber and some protein. It's also high in natural sugar, making it medium glycemic at best. Here's what makes corn an unhealthy choice for blood sugar. The first thing is that it spikes blood sugar. There is a caveat about corn and blood sugar level, even with whole unrefined corn. A small amount of corn is medium glycemic and likely won't be harmful to blood sugar levels. Here's the caveat. The more corn you eat at one time, the glycemic level increases and it will cause your blood sugar to rise very fast, so the insulin system will be working very hard. In this case, some corn is good, but more is not better. Second thing is that most corn these days is a GMO, genetically modified product, which is not healthy. The main chemical used in GMO foods is a toxin called glyphosate. There are many negative health issues associated with glyphosate. The third thing is the nutrition has been removed. Corn is a highly refined food and is used in many refined food products. Just like wheat, refined corn has been stripped of its nutritional components and processed to the point where there isn't enough nutrition in it to stop it from digesting very fast and causing blood sugar issues. The fourth point is that high fructose corn syrup, it's also known as HFCS, it's made from corn and it's one of the worst refined sugars on the market. It causes damage to the insulin system and to the liver. So that's corn, number 5. Number 6, low fat, no fat, or light products. For many years, fat was considered to be a health villain. We were convinced that it was very harmful and the cause of many serious health issues. So the food companies got on the bandwagon, and many of the common food products became low fat, no fat, or light. That means the fat was removed or greatly reduced. Now medical research is proving that fat never was the culprit, and the food villain is really sugar. The body needs to have a certain amount of fat in order to stay healthy. Hair, nails, digestion and elimination, brain and nerve function, muscles and tissues, enzyme production, and nutrient absorption all require healthy fats. When we drastically reduce or eliminate fat, it causes problems. What makes low-fat, no-fat, or light products unhealthy? Well, the first thing is that fat, when it's taken out, is replaced with sugar. Fat adds flavor to food. When the food manufacturers take out the fat, they have to replace it with something to make the refined food taste good. If they didn't replace it with something tasty, it would probably taste like cardboard and nobody would buy it. So they replace the fat with sugar, fillers, and chemicals. This is very unhealthy for blood sugar levels. Second thing is, less fat and more sugar in products perpetuate sugar and sweet cravings. Third thing is, it can cause blood sugar issues. Fat is one of the components, along with protein and fiber, that helps slow down the digestion of carbohydrates. It helps keep the carbohydrates from quickly entering the bloodstream as blood sugar. Less fat or no fat is not healthy for blood sugar. And the last thing, nutritional value is reduced. Low-fat, no-fat products still have some nutritional value, but it has been greatly reduced by taking the fat component out and replacing it with fillers, chemicals, and sugar. So that's low-fat, no-fat products. Number 7, fruit juice. Fruit juice sounds like a great idea, and it's marketed as a healthy beverage option because it's the juice from whole foods. The marketing is misleading. Nutritionally, it's much better to eat the whole fruit than to drink fruit juice, even if it's unsweetened fruit juice. Here's why. Whole foods are loaded with nutrition in the form of fiber, vitamins, and minerals. When those same fruits are juiced, the fiber is removed, and the end product contains mostly sugar. One glass, 6 to 8 ounces of pure apple juice or orange juice, can contain as much sugar as 8 apples or 8 oranges, respectively. There is no fiber or protein or other nutrients to slow down the rate of digestion of that sugar into the bloodstream, so it instantly causes a rise in blood sugar. This forces the pancreas to pump out excessive amounts of insulin, putting stress on the insulin system. The amount of sugar, even if it is natural sugar in fruit juice, can stimulate the parts of your brain that deal with pleasure and addictions, keeping you craving that sweetness. It can have the same effect as other sweet beverages like soft drinks. Other factors that make fruit juice unhealthy are added chemicals and preservatives that can be toxic and very harmful. Artificial colors are often added to juices to make them look really appealing. Continuously forcing the body to produce excess insulin leads to insulin resistance, prediabetes, and later on, diabetes. There is one exception where drinking fruit juice is the very best idea. This is for diabetics. If a diabetic person gets into a serious problem with extreme low blood sugar, they need to eat or drink something fast in order to quickly raise their blood sugar out of the danger zone. A glass of orange juice or apple juice will do this instantly. If you're diabetic, you should always have something with you that will quickly raise your blood sugar. Other than a serious diabetic emergency situation, that's why fruit juice is not healthy for your blood sugar. Number 8, dried fruit or dehydrated fruit. When fruits or any other foods are dried or dehydrated without any additives or syrup, the water evaporates and the flesh of the food shrinks. It becomes very thin and lightweight. What is left in the thin layer of dried food is concentrated amounts of natural sugar along with the vitamins and minerals. Commercial dried fruits are much different because they have sugar and chemicals added to them. More about commercial dried fruit in a moment. Dried fruit can cause blood sugar spiking and crashing because there is a high amount of concentrated natural sugar, especially if it's commercially dried fruit. The dried fruit is generally smaller in size than fresh fruit, and it's very tasty and sweet. It's really easy to eat a lot of it at one time, not realizing you are eating the equivalent of more than one fresh fruit. The more dried fruit you consume by itself, without protein and fiber accompaniments, the more it will spike your blood sugar. Eating a lot of dried fruit all the time is just as bad for your blood sugar as eating any other sugary food, and it can be just as addictive as any other sugary food. There is a big difference between home-dried fruit and commercial dried fruit. Home-dried fruit, if you have a dehydrator and dry your own fruit without soaking the fruit in syrup before drying, is healthier than commercial dried fruit. It does not contain added refined sugar or chemicals to keep the color nice unless you specifically put those chemicals on the food. Commercial dried fruit contains added refined sugar and sometimes chemicals like sulfur to keep the color looking good. The fruit has been soaked in syrup and/or chemicals before drying, so that when it dries, it doesn't shrink very much. It has a nice texture and it maintains its bulk and weight. It would be totally uneconomical to try and sell dried fruit that is extremely thin and lightweight. The amount of nutrition in commercial dried fruit is very low. It's totally overpowered by the refined sugar and/or chemical additives to maintain the color, texture, and weight. And that's number 8, dried fruit. Number 9, processed foods, snack foods and junk foods. Processed refined snack foods are not real foods. They are manufactured facsimiles of foods. They've been marketed to us so much that we think they are food. We believe they taste like real food, and most people don't even realize they are not food. If they're not real food, what are they? They are manufactured edible products that are full of refined ingredients, including refined wheat, refined sugars, chemical flavor enhancers, chemical colors and dyes, and chemical preservatives. They have no nutrition, zero. They fill up your tummy and leave you nutritionally starving. Because there's no nutrition in these so-called foods, they digest very quickly and cause a tsunami of sugar in the blood, which puts a great deal of stress on your insulin system. They are toxins to your body. Your body is not designed to process these toxins, and they can cause very serious illnesses, including inflammation, prediabetes, diabetes, heart issues, fatty liver, kidney disease, circulatory issues, cancer, and more. They're designed to keep you addicted. The processed refined foods I'm referring to are anything made with white flour, white sugar, white rice. They're packaged snacks and crackers that are highly refined, including potato chips, corn chips, pizzas, pretzels, french fries, poutine, candy, most chocolate bars, baked goods of all descriptions, white breads and buns, pastas, white rice and white rice products, sweetened butters and spreads, salad dressings and other condiments, and the list goes on and on. Packaged goods with long ingredients lists containing names you cannot pronounce and have no idea what they are all refined processed foods. The Sugar Switch system has a whole module that teaches about these so-called foods and why we're all addicted to them. Enough said about number 9, processed refined snack foods. Number 10, sweetened nut or seed butters. Nut and seed butters can be healthy or they can be unhealthy depending on the ingredients. The healthy ones are not harmful for blood sugar. The unhealthy ones are very harmful for blood sugar. The unhealthy seed or nut butters are loaded with excess sugars, salt, chemical emulsifiers, and unhealthy fats. They spike blood sugar. The first ingredient is usually sugar, which means there's more sugar than nuts or seeds, and that will cause blood sugar issues, despite the fact that nuts contain both protein and fiber. They have minimal nutrition. The amount of unhealthy ingredients overpowers the nutritional value of the nuts or seeds, making them a junk food. They perpetuate the addiction to sweets, causing cravings. And they cause health issues. Sweetened nut butters add to the overabundance of refined sugary foods that make up the standard North American diet. Collectively, this is causing widespread serious health issues like heart disease, inflammation, prediabetes, diabetes, fatty liver, cancer, and more. That's number 10, sweetened nut or seed butters. Here's the 1 minute recap. Criteria for each of these 10 worst foods for healthy blood sugar is, number 1, they cause blood sugar issues and or cause stress to the insulin system. Number 2, they have very little or no nutrition. Number 3, cause damage and or toxicity in your body. Number 4, they've been shown to be related to serious health issues. Number 5, they perpetuate cravings and or keep you addicted. Given in random order, the 10 worst foods for healthy blood sugar are refined sugar, refined wheat, artificial sweeteners, soft drinks, energy drinks, iced teas and tea lattes, corn, low-fat, no-fat and light products, fruit juice, dried fruit, processed or refined foods, and sweetened nut or seed butters. That's it for this episode. Stay tuned to the Sugar Switch podcast every week for more short, sweet and to-the-point podcasts about nutrition, sugar and your health. There's lots of interesting topics in the works. If you'd like more information about the Sugar Switch system, or if you'd like to connect with me, go to www.thesugarswitchpodcast.com. If you're struggling with prediabetes or blood sugar issues, we'd love to chat with you and see how we might be able to help you out. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Thank you for joining Kathy on the Sugar Switch podcast. If you would like to be free of sugar and relentless cravings, increase your energy all day, every day, and totally avoid serious health issues such as diabetes and heart and stroke issues, Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Find out more about the Sugar Switch system and contact Kathy Orman at www.kathyorman.com. Once again, you've been listening to the Sugar Switch podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.